For those of us who have a religious background, it was likely ingrained in us that we are broken, fallen sinners in need of being saved. And how convenient, a church within walking distance who can help with that, as long as we follow and do and believe what we're told. But what if they are completely wrong? What if you knew that you knew that you knew that there was absolutely nothing wrong with you? Would that change how you view yourself, others, life, the past, the future? Would it give you peace, hope? We believe this is the core of life itself. This is everything. And we want to reassure you today in a very special episode, there is absolutely nothing wrong with you.
Would it be okay if I were to tell you that I am afraid someday? So I call you up and you call me down. Would it be okay?
Well, hello and welcome to the Freed Hearts Podcast. So glad to be with you. My name is Robert Cottrell and I'm here as always with
Susan Cottrell.
Hi.
Let me say that again.
No, you okay?
I just stumbled over it. It's like first thing in the morning, you haven't spoken yet.
That's okay.
Susan Cottrell. I'm Susan Cottrell.
Right. You sound like you're having a moment there. I'm Susan Cottrell. I am
no, no,
Susan.
No.
Okay,
no,
I'll
no.
Stop. All right. No. Anyway. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Don't forget to connect with us. Everything we do is at freedhearts.org. And if you want to reach out to us with any comments or requests for the podcast, you can do that at podcast@freedhearts.org.
You okay. See what I mean?
I know.
You
my
see?
Gosh.
See how easy it is?
Hang on. Need a little drink of water?
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
It's water. Okay. Well, before we get going, I want to take a moment to do something special. You don't hear any ads on this podcast, and that's by design. We want our time to be just you and us, we just want this to be really pure and real. But we need to ask for your help here for something. So bear with me. Thanks for your patience. I want to do something special. So guess what? I'm waiting for an answer. Guess what?
What?
In October this month, we are celebrating a decade of walking this journey of love and inclusion together. Freed Hearts was launched in 2013, and this year is our 10th anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
And again, we need your help. But can I be real with you? I'm not here to ask you for a big flashy donation. Nope, not going to do that. What I am asking for is the power of a number that might seem small, but let me tell you, it holds the potential to create ripples of change beyond what we can imagine. Just $10. Yep, you heard that right. Just $10. With this seemingly small amount, we can continue to respond to hearts reaching out to us, seeking a safe space to love and to be loved and to deconstruct those harmful false religious teachings. I mean, picture this for a moment. Each person listening to this podcast right now, chipping in $10. I mean, that's like sometimes my kids use my Starbucks gift card when they stop for coffee. That's like a Starbucks, one or two Starbucks or Starbucks and a treat. It's $10. Can you imagine that? Can you feel the energy in everyone chipping in $10? If we can get that to happen, all of our funding, all of our dreams for the coming year will be done. And they'll be powered by the collective love and support that runs through this community, our Freed Hearts family. Now, I get it. I mean, life's busy and not everyone's going to respond. But maybe, just maybe, many of you will. And imagine the ripple effect of that. Your $10, let me just be honest with you here. Your $10 will help the life of an LGBTQ individual who's been hurt by family and religious wounds. It'll help bring hope for a parent who's untangling years of false teachings, learning to fully embrace their LGBTQ child as they deserve. And your $10 can be a lifeline for those who are breaking free from the chains of these damaging religious beliefs we talk about. Why $10? Well, again, it's not any old fundraiser. It's October, the 10th month. Yeah, I see what I did there. And it's our 10th anniversary fundraiser. Again, marking a decade of this working to change the conversation on love and inclusion and freeing hearts to love and be loved. So friends, please, I'm inviting you to be part of this journey with us. Your $10 can share your love, can stand with this community, be a healer for souls who've been hurt. Your generosity has the power to mend hearts and to change lives. It's for them, but beloved, it's because of you. Every bit of change and difference we make, every heart we touch is a testament to your beautiful spirit. And again, I'm asking you to respond right now. Don't let this moment slip by. Seize it. Let your $10 make a difference. Again, just $10, 10 bucks, $10, and help celebrate our 10th anniversary. We've got two easy ways to make that happen. You can use Venmo and search for @FreedHearts. One word, FreedHearts. You'll see our logo, so you'll know it's us. Or if you prefer, just go to freedhearts.org and click on the donate tab. You can even pause the podcast and do it right now if you want. Or while we're talking, get your phone out, do that Venmo. It's really easy. So please, let's change the conversation on love and inclusion. Let's keep this thing going. Free hearts, love and be loved as they deserve. 10 bucks. Thanks. Okay. Thanks for still being with us. I hope you are. That wasn't bad, was it?
Was not it? At all. Not at all.
All right. So,
yeah.
Okay. So let's talk. Today, we're going to talk about what if there's nothing wrong with you?
Like what?
I mean, what if you knew that you knew that you knew that you knew there was absolutely nothing wrong with you? Would that change how you view yourself? It would me.
You know that movie where Sabrina, I think it is, I'm not sure which movie, where Audrey Hepburn talks to Cary Grant, and they're having a little row. And she says, you know what's wrong with you? Nothing. And you're looking at him saying, yep.
I have to agree.
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. So would that change how you feel about yourself? About Cary Grant? Would it change how you feel about others?
Can you look in the mirror
and
say, you know, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Would it change how you feel about life, about the past, about the future? Would it give you peace? Would it give you hope? We believe that this really is at the core of life itself. How we feel, what we believe about ourselves. And I think, you told me earlier you have a joke.
I do. That applies to this. Yeah.
Do you want to tell this joke? I'm relinquishing. I did the little $10 thing. So I'm letting you be the joke person today and bring some lightness to this.
Is that the trade?
Okay. I guess. Yeah. So do you have a joke?
Yeah, I do. So it's a very old joke. You may have heard this, but.
That's okay. I'm a very old person. I'm not getting older. I'm getting bitter. Better. Better. Bitter, better, both?
Something.
I had to sneak my own joke in there.
Well done. Well played. So this man went to go get a new suit, tailored just to fit him. And he'd heard this tailor was great. And so he went and he got the suit. He had it measured and everything. When he got to have it fitted, there were some things wrong with it. One leg was just a little too long. And he told the tailor, and he said, oh, well, you know, it's not really visible, but I tell you what, just hoist it up here a little bit and hold it with your arm, and nobody will know. And then he says, well, okay. And also, this lapel's just a little bit wider than the other one. No. You just fold it in and tuck your arm up under it, and you'll see. You'll see, no one will notice the difference. And there were like two or three more things, but the man adjusted so that he could make it fit well. So he's out on the street walking, and these two women see him, and one says, oh my gosh, look at that man and how he's walking. I wonder what's going on with his body. And the other one says, well, I don't know, but doesn't his suit fit nicely? And I, as silly as that may sound, I love that, because what's wrong here? Is it the man or is it the suit? Clearly, the suit needed alteration, but the man bent and twisted himself to fit the unfitting suit. And for those of us who came out of a mainstream evangelical or any Christian religious background, we were most likely ingrained that we needed to adapt to the suit. That we're broken, we're fallen sinners in need of being saved, and how convenient a church within walking distance from us can help us with that. They can save us as long as we follow along, as long as we bend ourselves to fit that suit.
Wow, that's good. That was a nice joke. Very good. Yeah. You good segues here. That was really good. I like that. Very good.
Well, thank you.
Well, and this is part of the teaching of contempt as well. But instead of us versus them, it's us versus us.
Yeah.
You know, we learn to hate ourselves.
Yes. We were taught that.
Right. So how can we trust someone? I mean, again, this the domino effect of this is severe. How can we trust a heart we believe is broken at the core?
Yeah.
How can we expect to be treated with love and respect if we don't really believe we deserve that? It's deadly.
Yes.
And I was so moved by something that our friend Chris Kratzer wrote that we wanted to share it with you today in its entirety. And it's like an uninterrupted thing, commercial free. And what we'll do is we'll take turns reading it. And maybe we'll stop in the middle of it or maybe not, but let's slowly read this for you. And beloved, just go ahead and breathe this in, this truth in, because we're not talking about the other person listening to this. We're talking about you. Okay. So we're going to read this. And again, this is from Chris Kratzer. Thank you, Chris. So here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Here we go. To those deconstructing, to those second guessing your beliefs, to those disgusted with so much of Christianity, to those disillusioned and suffocated by church, there's nothing wrong with you.
Listen to the divine, the universe within. You're not backsliding. You're not falling away. Much the opposite. It feels lonely, naked, and risky. Shedding dead skin and breaking chains you once thought were lifelines is disorienting and courageous work. No one does it with ease, not one. The flashbacks, the triggers, the moments you wonder if questioning it all is the right thing to do. It's all part of the process. You're safe. Be patient with yourself. Stay the course. Jesus approves. Tune out the voices that clamor to claw you back, shame you into compliance, and condemn your search for truth. This is your journey. Don't let anyone tell you how to walk it out. There's no place you can travel where Jesus is not. There's nothing wrong with you. That's the point. Not just the point, that's the gospel.
See, it feels like you're deconstructing your faith, but in essence, it's much deeper and different than that. In fact, it can be incredibly profound and spiritually transformative to consider that there is no such thing as deconstruction at all. Instead, toxic Christianity has already deconstructed you. That's right. I am the deconstructed. You are the deconstructed. We are the deconstructed together.
Piece by piece, they've taken all that was already holy, pure, beautiful, and divinely created about you and smashed it into pieces. You were perfect from the beginning. Affirmed by the divine, innocent from eternity. There is nothing wrong with you. Yet they whispered such accusations into your ear, and you believed them. We bit the apple, many of us, sucked in by the tractor beams of the white conservative evangelical Death Star. With Jesus as the hood ornament of their world bulldozer, They plow over all that is good and of God with lies, manipulation, shame, guilt, and fear. Seduced by their evil wizardry, we became less than human. Haters, judgers, bullies, and fakes. Nothing like Jesus. We are the deconstructed.
They told you that you're depraved, an evil blemish at birth. They told you that you're a sinner in need of the salvation of a fire-breathing God who would joyfully drop-kick you into hell if you don't repent in all the conservative evangelical ways. They told you that you're not good enough. That you need their guidance, discipleship, steps, formulas, discipline, and accountability to draw closer to God and keep him there, lest you err and block the gleam of God's eyes and summon the withdrawal of his favor.
They told you that if you are a woman, you're hopelessly inferior to men and incapable of the same leadership, discernment, value, and authority as they. They told you to pre-qualify people for love, abandon your gay children, and believe that you have the one and only true faith, a faith that God exclusively approves and ordains to take control of all society at any cost. They told you that the Bible is the perfect word of God. Church is your home. The world is the enemy. They know all the answers, and you should never think or believe without them. They told you that Jesus is a warrior, God is a Republican, progressives are going to hell, and racism is best served with thoughts and prayers.
They substituted trust with fear, grace with conditions, inclusion with exclusion, divine affirmation with divine wrath, equality with privilege, social justice with selfishness, peace with violence, integrity with hypocrisy, the gospel with self-righteousness, and Jesus with the devil. They deconstructed us all like Chauvin's knee on George Floyd's neck, spiritually policing the life out of us. Make no mistake, everything that white, conservative evangelicalism touches is deconstructed into ashes. You, me, Jesus, and God. All of it demolished in mind, body, and spirit. For we are the deconstructed. And now it's resurrection.
The moment, like Lazarus in the tomb, we hear and respond to the call of Jesus to get your ass out of there. It's resurrection. The moment we push away the stone, kick over tables, and shake the conservative evangelical dust off our feet, it's resurrection. Like Lazarus unwrapping our true selves and the true God from the conservative evangelical burial clothes that long entombed us. It's resurrection. One bandage, one shroud at a time, unraveling the layers of brainwashing, condemnation, and hate that strangled us. It's resurrection.
One lie, one half-truth, one fear at a time, peeling away the twisted images we believed about God, ourselves, and all of humanity. It's resurrection, the revealing and reclaiming of our true self, the good that was already there and already enough, learning to breathe anew, learning to believe anew, learning to love anew, learning to be loved anew, learning to know ourselves, love ourselves, and be ourselves anew. It's resurrection.
You were always beautiful, always loved, always affirmed, always included, always secure, forever and forever. There is nothing wrong with you. there never was. That's the resurrection. So get on with your badass resurrecting self. Shake off evil systems of oppression and abuse. Love freely the way love is supposed to be loved. Let resurrection awaken your life to all this that is good, holy, and divine. See yourself as the beauty you are. Be you without restraint. Take up your resistance and follow the light, chasing out darkness and emancipating the oppressed. For once we were the deconstructed, but now we are the resurrecting. May it be so. Special thanks to Chris Kratzer for that.
Thank you, Chris, for that. Beloved, oh my gosh, that's powerful. Mm-hmm. It all starts right here. How do we see ourselves? How do we think about ourselves? How do we think God sees us? The truth is that there is nothing wrong with you. Nothing, period.
If you can get that in your bones, it will transform your entire life.
If you need to, go back and listen to this again. You deserve to know this in the deepest places of your heart. Like Susan just said, it will transform everything. So you can be free. So you can go love and be loved. We love you. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Would it be okay if I were to tell you that I am afraid someday? So I call you up and you call me down. Would it be okay?
You've been listening to the Freed Hearts Podcast. We have extensive resources and vibrant community for you at www.freedhearts.org. Just come say hello. And if you have questions or issues or comments about the podcast, things you'd like us to talk about, reach out to us at podcast@freedhearts.org. The music is provided by Hannah Cottrell, our daughter, the Grammy-nominated Saint Sinner. And you can find out more about her at heysaintsinner.org. Please share this, subscribe, and follow on your favorite platform. And thanks for listening.